Hey everybody, Simon Rentner here. Welcome to The Checkout. Also, you can get it on iTunes, Stitcher, always hosted on our homepage at wbgo.org or checkoutjazz.org to be exact. That's the name of the show, The Checkout. Before we bring you our phenomenal studio session, I want to let you know about the WBGO bus to Newport. Join WBGO for the only straight to the gateway to reach the Newport Jazz Festival, the WBGO bus, departing from Manhattan all three festival days, beginning Friday, August 3rd. Some of the performers have been featured on this show, including R plus R equals Now, the super band led by Robert Glasper with Terrace Martin, Toronto's Jazz Bad Boys, Bad Bad Not Good, the saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa, trumpeter Marquise Hill, and there will also be a celebration of the legendary Charles Lloyd. All of that you can see by going to our website to learn more about the WBGO bus to Newport. Tickets and information at wbgo.eventbrite.com. What you're listening to right now are the Four Limbs and Ten Fingers by one Nate Wood. For more than a decade, he has expressed his multifarious instrumentalism in various prog rock outfits like Kneebody, the Wayne Krantz Trio, plus the Donnie McCaslin Group, mainly playing bass and drums. But he also has released three albums as a singer-songwriter while he plays the guitar. Well, now he's decided to combine all of his talents to perform his own songs on drum kit, electric bass, keyboards, also sometimes singing, all at the same time and in one take. You'll have to hear it to believe it on our forthcoming studio session with the brilliant Nate Wood. He's going to be presenting this insane display of multi-instrumentalism at New Blue, July 25th. That's tonight, August 1st and August 22nd, in celebration of his recording Exit 4. Thanks for checking in. Sometimes life just isn't very fair, Nate Wood. You're in our studio today to kill all aspiring musicians' hopes and dreams. The multi-instrumentalist is going to define what it means to be a multi-instrumentalist in 2018. Let's just listen to him first, and then we can talk about what he's doing. We'll be right back. And we haven't even heard you sing yet. Nate Wood joins us here on the checkout, performing music from his debut as a solo individual multi-instrumentalist called Four.
That's right, yeah. And that's the, like, the band name is Four. So it's not Nate Wood, it's technically just Four.
The band name that is comprised
it's just
of
me.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of purposely misleading.
Yeah, exactly. Purposely misleading. And just like, I kind of think when it's just somebody's name, it's just less interesting, just as a concept.
You don't like your name, Nate Wood?
Well, you know what? I have another project that goes under my name, which is where I sing and play guitar. And I played all the instruments. I made 3 records under that name with that project. And I play live under that name. So this is like a different thing.
Since this is radio, or if you're listening by podcast,
right.
And you can also watch some of this session on our website at wbgo.org. But for those that are just listening, what could they be seeing?
Okay, so yeah, this project is comprised of 4 synthesizers, drum set, bass, and vocal, like, plain headset microphone. And I'm playing them all in one pass with no computers on stage, no backing tracks or anything.
One take,
yeah.
And so you are holding a 4-string electric bass,
mm-hmm.
sitting down in front of a kit,
mm-hmm.
with a microphone strapped to your head, which will hear you singing at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're not playing the bass, you're playing figures of such on these synthesizers, and then various other pedals. What am I missing?
No, that's pretty much it. It's basically like my right hand plays drums half the time and keyboards the other half the time. So I have 2 keyboards stacked on top of each other on my right. And then sometimes I switch and play keyboards with my left. And then lots of pedals, lots of bass augmenting pedals. And I have mute switches for all the synthesizers so I can kind of do like real-time mixing, like dropping instruments in and out with my feet, basically.
Can you just break it down for us as an example? Just play something less bombarding us with all the sound at once so you can just layer stuff and
uh-huh.
then sort of narrate what you're doing.
Okay, that's a great idea. Let's see. I mean, maybe I'll just improvise something or something.
That's great. We like originals. We like exclusives.
Okay. So, drum set with the right hand. Drum sounds like with one hand. And then bass with the left hand. I'm not plucking, I'm just playing with my left hand. I'll just, like, play something simple on the keyboard.
And you're not putting down the drumstick while you're playing the keys.
That's like kind of one of the most challenging elements. I can only use 3 fingers because I have to use these 2 fingers to hold the drumstick.
Got it.
So
no, like, clusters. You can't play clusters?
I kind of can, but just like very particular ones. Definitely limiting, to say the least.
As an unlimited artist, we're speaking to Nate Wood here on the checkout. His band that is comprised of only him, called Four. An album. Do you have a specific release date on this album?
July 27th. And then the name of the record is Exit, like X-I-T. I found a door when I was at the Montreal Jazz Festival that somebody had put pink tape over that said Exit. And I was like, that's the best record cover I've ever seen. So I took a photo of it. That's my record cover.
It's beautiful.
And then I made the entire, like, Four aesthetic around pink neon tape because of that picture.
Nate, mm-hmm. contextualize... Why are you doing this?
Right. Well, I spend a lot of my professional career doing, like, different things, like playing drums for somebody and or playing bass with them. And
Like switching, like you're a legitimate, like you can fill in equally proficiently on the bass and also drums, and you'll like play both in, say, Donnie McCaslin's group.
Yeah, I play both with Donnie. I play both with Wayne Krantz. I'll sometimes play both with Kneebody.
Do you think you're better at one or the other?
Technically drums, but that's just technically. I think it's musically is probably the same. But I've learned the advantages and disadvantages of doing more than one thing. It's hard for people to contextualize you doing more than one thing because I also mix and master records and I'm a singer-songwriter and I also play guitar in bands. Like, you know, when I was in LA, I played guitar in a bunch of bands and stuff. So it's just confusing. I kind of wanted to play my own music more, but it's kind of impossible to take four people on the road and pay them, especially if nobody knows who you are and you're just kind of doing singer-songwriter music. So the idea for this kind of came from seeing D'Anthony Parks, who's called Technoself, but I've been a huge fan of his drumming for a long time. And he has a project called Technoself where he plays keyboards and drums at the same time, and he just made it a project. And it's like, that's perfectly awesome, interesting project to listen to. Like, I love it. And also Josh Dion, he sings and plays keyboards and drums at the same time, and it's incredible. And I've been playing bass and drums at the same time and singing, like backgrounds for people, since like 2005. So when I kind of saw them like literally leading a project that way, I was like, that's the way to do it. Like, why am I just using these abilities to play behind people when I could be like getting music out there?
So it wasn't Jacob Collier then?
No, it wasn't. I mean, Jacob's incredible, but no, it wasn't him. And he's not playing them at the same time. He's looping everything. So this is kind of the opposite of that, which is like, the ship can go down at any time, but it won't be the laptop's fault. It'll be my fault. So,
let's listen to you crash and burn then.
Okay. I think I'll play this song called Sides.
Cool.
It's another instrumental, and I'll get into the singer stuff later. We'll be right back.
4. Nate Wood joins us on the checkout from WBGO. Stepping out, not his first time as an individual solo artist, but here, certainly in the most truest sense of that definition, playing many instruments all at once. 4 comes out July 27th. So, Nate Wood, I couldn't help but notice when you were playing that last song, you glanced at me and gave me a little smirk in the context of all of that chaos, which just made me think, is your brain maybe more developed in a musical sense than the average brain? Or maybe do you just wish you were like an octopus or something?
I mean, it would be awesome to have more limbs for sure. That'd be rad.
So if you had like 2 extra limbs, you think you could probably negotiate those
parts?
Yeah,
definitely. I could play 2-handed piano. That'd be awesome.
And you think you could probably do it well, right?
I mean, probably. Yeah, with some practice, yeah. Yeah, that'd be great, but it's never going to happen.
This talent, do you perceive it as some like God-given gift that you have?
No, not really. I mean, maybe. I think it's just like, for me, this project is a culmination of like, this is going to sound real spiel-y, but it's a culmination of everything that I've been working on for my entire life, which is like, been working really hard on playing the drums, working really hard on playing the bass, working really hard on getting things to sound a certain way, and working on writing music. So it's like, this kind of brings everything together. And I just wanted to see what was possible within the confines of limitation. Because obviously, if you have Ableton Live running, you can do anything, you know? I could make it sound like I have like an orchestra behind me or whatever. But with the limitation, it's like, it's kind of liberating because there's only so much I can do. I think with people, once something is done, then people start doing it. You know what I mean? It's like something's impossible until somebody does it. And then it's like, oh, it's just that, you know, and then people just do it, you know?
And this is certainly a trend happening in music today across all genres, really.
Yeah, I mean, even solo.
Just solo artists that are playing many instruments, either in the studio individually or what you're doing, which is in complete insanity.
Yeah, I think that comes from like, you know, it's really cheap to have like a world-class studio in your bedroom now. So why not take the time to learn how to play all the instruments and just do it yourself? You know, back in the day, it's like, you know, you could maybe afford an acoustic guitar from Gibson, but you couldn't afford like a piano. But now it's like everything's built into Logic. So you just learn how to play everything. Also, there's the economic factor, which is that it's just expensive to hire people and it's time consuming. And I don't know, solo is fiscally responsible.
And lonely.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's lonely, but I keep to myself anyway, so.
So I understand you actually were so good at drums at 4 years of age that you actually dropped them?
That's true, yeah. I was good for a four-year-old, but I had self-confidence issues. I quit because I thought I wasn't good enough. That's something that I had to contend with. And then I watched videos of myself when I was 8 or 9, and I was like, hey, that was fun. So I started doing it again.
Well, I don't even understand how anyone could have self-confidence issues at the age of 4.
I was hearing something else than I was capable of at 4 years old. It sounds so ridiculous, but I haven't changed at all. So I think it's just like a testament to like how you're born is just, that's who you are. Parents really worry about the effect they have on their children, but I think it's just like, you know, they are who they are. Of course, I don't have kids, so I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, I feel like perception versus reality is an ongoing theme with you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you just mentioned to me that you're not an instrumental composer, yet you just played 2
that's
composing
true.
Tracks.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're about to hear you sing in a moment.
Yep.
All right, well, let's...
let's hear it. All right.
Just take a bit more time. I can't wait. guess I just got tired of these relentless days. I could go wherever I desired, but I'd end up in the same place. People that move these gears, press pause and satellite. Been the same all these years, so I'll sleep a bit longer tonight. The bad ones are dead and gone. I'll be awake and alive. It'll be time for me to move on.
That's right, Nate Wood sounding absolutely fabulous here on The Checkout, playing all the parts. His album is called Four. That's also the name of his band, Exit, X-I-T, out July 27th. So my colleague Nate Shannon mentioned to me that, you know, you're part of these well-groomed touring jazz bands
that
have released almost 10 records or more. You're constantly on the road playing improvised music.
Yeah.
Yet you're also a studio engineer and mix a ton of records. And you're doing this right here, which is much more compositionally focused. Where does improvising fit into the Nate Wood matrix?
Yeah, I mean, I'm improvising. Basically, when I moved to New York from Los Angeles, I became just 100% an improvising musician. Like, I kind of, not on purpose or anything, but I just kind of stopped playing with singer-songwriters as much and just kind of ended up playing mostly improvisational music. But actually, a lot of this is improvised, especially when I play live. Things go on for longer, and sections, whole sections are improvised and stuff like that. So it's like in between the composed parts, a lot of that is just improvised with some kind of framework. And I want to get this to the point where I could just improvise entire shows, like play, like, you know, 6 a.m. raves in Austria or whatever, and just like, and just improvise something. That is where that fits in.
When did you become confident as a singer? I mean, your voice is actually better than average.
Thanks. I mean, I've been singing on my records for kind of a long time. My first solo record under Nate Wood came out in 2003 when I was 23 years old. And I've always sang backgrounds, but that's a totally different skill set. Since working on this project, I've just been singing a lot, just trying to get it to like where it's feasible for me, where it's like, okay, that's fine, I can deliver the song. Like, David Byrne is like a perfect role model for me. He's just,
yeah, you
like,
sound like David Byrne too.
Like, he's delivering the song, you know, like that's kind of how I hear this instrument for me, you know, not like a super gymnastic singer or whatever. But anyway.
No, but you have a nice sound, which is almost more important.
Thank you. Yeah, but both of my parents are like insanely good singers.
And kind of famous too, right? What is your background, just for those that don't know?
Well, most famously, my father played with Kenny Loggins for 10 years. And if you guys know the song Footloose, he sang on the bridge. And he wrote songs with Kenny, and he played with a bunch of other people, like Pointer Sisters and stuff like that. And my mom is a great singer-songwriter, and they met in a band in the early 70s called Honk. They were in a band together that was really popular in Southern Orange County, and they used to tour and open for Santana and Beach Boys and stuff like that. So I grew up just around music.
And so what do your parents think of what you're doing?
I mean, they're the best parents in the world, and they're super smart and engaging, and I still call my dad for mix advice because I kind of learned how to mix from him.
No kidding.
I completely learned how to mix from him. So usually when the record's done, I'm like, Dad, how's the master sound? You know? So, you know, and he's like super helpful, you know. And then in terms of the music, they're, of course, really, really supportive, but then also honest as well, which is cool, you know.
Now, you sort of hinted at the incarnation of this, or the manifestation of Four, is really practical, based on just trying to make a living as a musician in this day and age.
I mean, that's part of it. That wasn't the original intention, but I realized later that that's going to be cool. But really what it was is like, I do all these things. I want to do them all. Like if I'm just playing guitar and singing, that's not satisfying to me completely because I want to play drums. If I'm playing drums, like I want to play harmony too. So this is fully fulfilling. Like when I do this, I'm like, and I'm done with the gig, even if the gig didn't go well or whatever, I've only done 3 gigs, but still, it's just, I'm fully happy. That's the main thing. But.
And so from all the hats that you wear, do you intend in the future, maybe 5 or 10 years down the road, to phase out one or two things?
Yeah, I kind of intend to make this my priority and then let things kind of fall by the wayside, other instruments that I'm not playing as much. So.
Well, let's listen to some more songs by Nate Wood. What's the next song you're going to play?
I'll play this song
us?
Called Rocket Ship. A lot of these songs on this record are kind of based on like the political climate / technology climate, all of those things right now. So this is about a guy who thinks he can build a rocket ship and move to the moon because there's nobody there yet.
A rocket is misspelled, I should
add. It is, because the guy's not very smart in the song. He thinks it's that simple, so he misspells it.
I wonder who you're referring to.
Yeah.
Take a rocket ship to the moon before we meet our impending doom. It's so dark and not so bright. It beckons me in the middle of the night. Ooh. up to the moon. Before we meet our impending doom. Yes, I know that it's darker there. But I see the earth's reflective glare.
Well, Nate Wood, hopefully with not too much time, these confidence issues will go away for you. We greatly enjoyed your multi-instrumental performance here in the studio on the checkout. Four. Exit. Yeah. X-I-T.
That's right.
July 27th mm-hmm. is the drop date. And also gigging here in New York City and around. I know you're going to make an appearance at the Mondrian Jazz Festival in Holland, too. You can check out all things Nate Wood at natewoodmusic.net. I'd like to give a special shout out to Corey Goldberg on the music mix, Chris Tobin shooting video. In fact, watch this insane performance by Nate Wood for In Our Studio by going to our website at wbgo.org. And thanks for checking in. Nate Wood playing all the parts, and definitely make sure to check him out at New Blue tonight. Also, coming to New Blue August 1st and August 22nd. And make sure to give the checkout an awesome review if you happen to be subscribing to it on iTunes or Stitcher at checkoutjazz.org. There you can watch some of our crazy videos we shot with Nate Wood. I encourage you to do so. Also, follow us on social media. Check out Jazz is our Twitter handle. Find us on Facebook. I'm at Simon Rettner on Instagram. I'd like to give a special shout out to our production intern, Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.